My mother sold. She sold for the whole family. But the certain things she never did make pants for me. She always bought my pants, but she would make my shirts. And she couldn't make a very good shirt, and she had some relative that could make good shirts, and she would make me some shirts. But we had ready-made clothes, but not everything. Like, you go in the store now and it would fit you with anything you want. But that wasn't sold then. There wasn't all that ready-made stuff wasn't out on the market like it is now. And we went to the grocery store. My mother was buying a barrel of flour every year. Come in a barrel. We went to the grocery store once a month and bought stuff for the month. And all the practically everything we eat was raised on the farm. Milk, butter, eggs, chickens, hogs. Produced all our milk and meat and all that sort of stuff. Potatoes we kept. Sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes and always vegetables in the garden just, and you had no trouble making it. I think we fared better those days than we do now. It was more trouble for the housekeepers. It was a lot of work to go out in the garden and get that stuff and prepare it and cook it. Now all you do is open a can or open a package or something, so you go to the store and get all that.
What sort of things would you put in a good soup?
Every darn vegetable you had, all kind of food. Anything you had. Peas. Some people put rice. And all kind of vegetables, cabbage. But just everything you had, that made a soup and it made a good one. Because you always had to put some meat, beef meat in. That was the main thing. But we used to cook. We used to go to the butcher cart every morning and get a bit of soup for them. That's a big bone with a lot of meat on. You put that in with all your vegetables, and we really had a soup.
What would you put in a gumbo? You ever eat a gumbo?
Oh yeah, I'd make gumbo on a lot. He wouldn't put anything in that, but... Well, the way you make it, you put a chicken... You make what they call a roux. Now, that's the French people. A roux in English, in French, I believe roux means brown. I'm not sure about that. But they put flour, put some shortening in a pot, and you pour some flour in there, so that's a big heaping teaspoon full of flour, a tablespoon full of flour. And you stir it in there until it gets brown. And when it gets brown, that's your roux. Then you put your meat in that. Then you pour your water and all your seasoning in that, and that's the chicken stew. But that roux was an important part. You had to make that roux and know how to, just when it was brown enough and so forth.
Did you ever put any vegetables in a gumbo?
No.
What about that green vegetable that came in a pod? Okra?
Yeah. That's a different kind of gumbo. We make okra gumbo. And boy, that is good too. We make that today. I got okra and rye. It's the only thing that makes good in the garden now. You can make okra. That's one of the things. See, I've got okra galore out there right now. And that makes a good gumbo. You make a gumbo just like you explained, and you put okra in it. Just add okra.